From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, it's anything you ever wanted to know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything@kera.org. You can also send me a tweet this hour. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Of course, it is the winter membership campaign, and this is our first opportunity to give you to support the station during anything you ever wanted to know. The number to do that is 1-888-694-6931, or you can go online to kera.org and make your contribution there. We will take your questions and answers this hour, though, and we're going to start off today with a question from Claire, who says, I wonder if anyone knows what the regulations are for U.S. citizens living and working abroad regarding the Affordable Care Act. She says, our son does not work for a U.S.-based company, pays taxes to the country in which he presently lives. He has an international health insurance policy. However, he does file annually with the IRS and reports his expat status. Does he have to buy a U.S. insurance policy to be in compliance with the Affordable Care Act? 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Charlie says, I'm new to the area via email, and I've discovered a bit of a cockroach problem in my apartment. Do any of the locals have any natural remedies that really work to combat these bad bugs? He says. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything@kera.org. Ricky did that from Denton, wanting to know where to go to learn woodworking skills or possibly get an apprenticeship anywhere in DFW in woodworking. Well, that's why we do the show. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Of course, we want to hear from you at that other number, 888-694-6931. We want to hear from you via the donate button at kera.org. You can be text buddies with us and text us at 41444. Just text the word KERA to 41444, and we'll text you right back with some instructions on how to make a very easy smartphone-based contribution. It's really important we hear from you because this is how we raise the money to keep this show and all the other shows on the air here at KERA. If you listen to Morning Edition this morning, if you listen to the Diane Rehm Show and you like the Friday News Roundup, if you like this show, this is the only day of the week that this show is on the air, and we're thrilled to do it every week. It's an honor to get to do this show every week, I will tell you. But we have to pay, you know, to keep the lights on. We have to pay for the computers to work. We have to pay to be able to broadcast with a 100,000-watt transmitter. It costs a lot. I haven't seen the electric bill. I once saw the phone bill here a number of years ago because the GM wanted to know why we had to make a 30-minute satellite phone call to, it was to a ship above the Titanic for an interview. And I said, well, you know, that's the only place we can get the guy that we wanted to talk to on the show. And I saw that phone bill and, you know, the bills are expensive here. And gas prices may be going down, but nothing else is going down. As a matter of fact, our dues to NPR are likely going to go up because we have more and more listeners. And this is the fifth radio market in the country. So please call 888-694-6931. Please give today at kera.org. Greg Shelton in Dallas did it. Thank you, Greg. Thanks to Mary Troy in Dallas. Appreciate it, Mary. Thanks to Maurice and Michelle Cassidy in Crum. Thanks, y'all. Leanne Ermel and Tom Haddock joined the station from Dallas. Thanks so much, Leanne and Tom. We also heard this morning from Angela Mosera from Dallas, who said, I love KERA. I work from home. My radio is permanently tuned to 90.1. Informative, entertaining, and just plain awesome, she said. Thank you so much, Angela. And Angela said, in regard to the on-air thank you, I would love to be thanked during the Anything show. So, Angela, thank you so very much for your contribution. Really appreciate it. Also, thanks to Margaret Kilkenny, who joined from Arlington. who wrote, I'm pleased to see that when in the car, my grandson will listen to a Prairie Home Companion and really likes anything you ever wanted to know. Let's see, Margaret said, I like to listen to my lunch hour. Margaret, thank you very much for your contribution today. Hey, thanks to everybody who's given. We started yesterday. We've made steady, solid progress. And one of the things that we're offering today is we're going to put your name in a drawing. At 7 p.m., we're going to give away a brand new iPad Air 2. You remember the iPad, right? And then you remember the iPad Air? And I used to joke that if you cracked open an iPad, you found an iPad Air inside. Well, if you crack open the iPad Air, don't do this. But if you, you know, we're talking theoretical, you know, sort of, it's a fantasy, really. But you can imagine that the iPad Air 2 is what was inside the iPad Air, right? This is the sleekest, lightest, fastest pad out there, and we're going to give one away at 7 o'clock tonight. You're automatically entered to win that when you make a contribution at 888-694-6931, or when you go online to kera.org, or when you text us, text KERA to 41444. You can read the rules on that drawing, by the way, at kera.org. Let's go to the phones for the show, 800-933-5372. And let's talk to Stuart in Bartonville. Hello, Stuart.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well.
My question is concerning air travel. If I have a flight from, say, Cincinnati to Austin that flies through Dallas, right, am I allowed to get off the airplane in Dallas and request my luggage be taken from the hold?
So it's the, is it the same plane you're saying, or if it, are you changing planes,
yeah,
or does it matter?
I'm not sure. I guess if it was changing planes, it might be might be easier for the baggage handlers because they're taking all the luggage off. But I'm just curious what my rights are.
I will joke that you have the right to request it, but I'm not sure that they're going to give you your checked luggage, because they typically check it through all the way to your final destination. So it goes through, you know, all the stuff, you know, all the little conveyor belts and everything that, you know, that in my mind looks like a Rube Goldberg machine in the bottom of the airport.
That's what I would expect also. But I know they're making some changes towards passengers having more rights.
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, I saw the news about musical instruments, that they're going to, you know, musical instruments are going to be treated like carry-on bags now.
So we'll
get see if we get an answer for you. It's a good question. I mean, obviously you could carry. I think you can take off your carry-on bag.
Yeah.
If whatever it is you need is in your carry-on bag, but we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Roger in Fort Worth. Hello, Roger.
Sir, I have an answer for the gentleman with the cockroach problem.
Yes.
Diatomaceous earth.
And everybody takes a drink when they hear the words, right?
It's a miraculous thing. It's all natural. You can buy it at Lowe's, and it consists of the skeletons of billions of diatoms that lived in the ancient seas. It clogs the insects' breathing apparatus and their skeletons, and in a few days, they're all gone.
So you just sprinkle it around the doorways, around the edge of the room?
Yeah, edges of the room. And if you have pets or kids, it's 100% non-toxic.
Very good. Roger, thanks for calling.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
And I think we've had this answer before, and you know, you want to make sure you get it at the garden center. You don't want the swimming pool variety diatomaceous earth, because that is hazardous. You want the food grade diatomaceous earth. But it's a good answer. We got an email answer from Teresa in Fort Worth, who says straight boric acid dusted around floorboards and at the bottom of trash cans or wherever these scurrilous beasts show up. So a little boric acid as well is a possibility. Let's see. We got another answer on this from Carol, who called us from Dallas. Hey, Carol.
Hey. Hi there. How are you?
Doing well.
So first of all, I want to say that I 100% agree with the last two answers.
Okay.
But in the meantime, while he's waiting for that to take effect, I highly recommend keeping a bottle of rubbing alcohol around with a little squirt top. And if you see a cockroach, aim the rubbing alcohol at it, and it will kill them immediately. And the really nice thing about it is if they scurry underneath something, they will come back out into the open more often than not to die. So you can scoop them up, and that means that whatever eggs are still inside the cockroach will not have an opportunity to hatch because you can get them out of the house.
Great. And it kind of sanitizes the area they were standing too, I guess.
Not to mention the fact that it evaporates and leaves no trace.
Right.
It's a wonderful thing.
Great. Thanks, Carol.
Yes, thanks.
All right.
Bye.
So we've got the Texas arsenal of natural cockroach killers lined up for our new resident. Welcome, by the way, to that emailer who is encountering our tenacious beasts here in North Texas. 800-933-5372 is the telephone number. Email address, anything@kera.org. You can tweet me as well, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Send your questions and answers there if you want to. We'd also love to hear from you on the phone at 888-694-6931. We'd love to see your contribution come across at kera.org, or you can send us a text. Text KERA to 41444. We'll send you back a link to a really easy smartphone-friendly membership form. I want to thank Nancy Michaels in Big Spring, or is it Michaelis in Big Spring? Thanks to Glenn Variath in Dallas, Marie Guidry in Fort Worth, and Jeanette Stell in Roanoke. They all got on board in the last hour or so. Hopefully we'll have some names from some of you who've called during this hour. And while you're thinking about whether you should give or not, well, I'll remind you that we're having a drawing at 7 p.m. this evening. When you make your contribution, either online or on the phone or however, you're automatically entered to win an iPad Air 2 drawing at 7 p.m. this evening. That's going to happen tonight. Everybody who's given in the last 2 days is going to be entered to win that iPad Air 2. And furthermore, there are going to be other drawings during this drive. We're going to do an iPhone 6 Plus. We're going to do an iPhone Watch. We're going to do an iTunes gift card during this drive. When you make your contribution today or yesterday, but if you haven't done it yet, do it today. Do it right now, 888-694-6931. Do it right now, and you're going to be entered into all of those drawings. So every drawing that we have during the drive, you'll already be entered into. And when we say thanks to those of you who've given so far, we'll be thanking you every single time. Every single time you hear us say thanks, we'll be talking to you. Now, if that's not enough, the chance to win all that stuff. Oh, yeah, and the radio station that you get for, you know, essentially for free whenever you want it. Well, we've got some thank you gifts. And one of my favorites is the Basic Black KERA 90.1 DFW t-shirt. It's really cool. It's got, you know, kind of block letters, white KERA, red 90.1, gray DFW on a black t-shirt. Available when you make a $10 a month contribution. You can check that out at KERA.org or call 888-694-6931. Hey, if you round that up just a little bit, we can throw in the Anything You Ever Wanted to Know 9-inch Frisbee. Frisbee is actually a trademarked word, so this is called a flyer on here. But it's a translucent blue Frisbee, and it has Anything You Ever Wanted to Throw on it. We still have these. This is pretty cool. It's the thank you gift that's tied to the show, and it's available with a $35 membership gift. $35 for a whole year. 888-694-6931 on the web at kera.org. Anything at kera.org. We'd love to hear from you. 888-694-6931. We'd love to see your contribution at kera.org, or you can text us the word KERA to 41444. Stay with us. We'll get to these folks on the phones and get more of your questions and answers in a couple of minutes. Is the number for anything you ever wanted to know. You can email us anything at kera.org. You can send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. I am Jeff Whittington, and this is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. The other number to call to support this station during what is, today's the second day of our winter 2015 membership campaign. That number is 888 694 6931, or go to KERA.org, hit the donate button. Hey, if you've been listening or you're listening right now on the new and improved KERA app, have you seen it? It's totally updated. It's really cool. There's a way to donate there too. And those things are totally free. The website, the streaming, the app could come with a cost. We could charge a few dollars for the app, but we choose to put it out there for free, just like everything else we do, so that everybody has access to it. And then we ask you to support it just a couple of times a year by calling 888-694-6931 or contributing online at kera.org. Let's talk next at the other number, 800-933-5372, to Jay in Cedar Hill. Hello, Jay.
Jeff, good afternoon.
Nice.
How are you?
Doing well.
I've got actually an answer to two questions.
Okay.
The first question was the answer is to the question about living abroad and requiring U.S. health insurance.
Right.
I lived abroad for 5 years, was totally immersed in paying English taxes while living in the U.K., and was part of the national healthcare system. In that regard, there was no requirements from the U.S. government about having U.S. health care.
Now, what about in light of the Affordable Care Act, though? I think that was, you know, in light of the Affordable Care Act that was implemented last calendar year, I guess, officially.
I don't know for certain, but if you are under a national system like in England,
right,
that would alleviate the U.S. requirement.
And it seems like if you have an international health care policy, you can easily just get a certificate of coverage and submit that with your, you know, you probably don't have to submit it with your tax return to the IRS. You just check a box and if requested, you
would need a copy of the proof, and that would all be all there is to it.
Great. Okay.
The second question is about trying to get your baggage off an airplane once you've already checked it in.
Right.
I am a 100,000 plus mile a year flyer, and I'm going to say with a resounding no chance.
Yeah, you can ask, but there's probably no way.
You better have a really good reason.
Yeah. I really need my New Yorker magazine, and I meant to put it in my carry-on.
Yeah,
but
if the connection is only 2 hours or something, you're not going to get your baggage.
Right. Okay. Jay, thanks for calling.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Let's see up next, 800-933-5372. Randy in Dallas. Hello, Randy.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, I got an answer for the guy with the woodworking.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a place in Carrollton. It's called the Dallas Makerspace or Dallas Makers Group. They do a lot of different kinds of things, but they definitely do woodworking there.
Cool.
And they have events on Thursdays. I think they start at 7. They do different types of craftsmanship type things, so that'd be something you would want to look into to see if they, you know, they probably have a woodworking event on a Thursday, but they definitely have, you know, they have like welding, wood crafting, like sewing, like auto shop, all sorts of stuff.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm, thanks.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. So we got this from Bess, who is looking for a restaurant in Dallas that has a working photo booth inside. Does anyone have a tip for Bess? Julie says, last Friday, someone was asking about where to get raw milk. There are many co-ops throughout the DFW area. To find one, go to realmilk.com. Click on the Real Milk Finder and choose Texas. This will list all of the raw milk dairies in Texas. Julie says, I also recommend searching Facebook groups, Yahoo groups, et cetera, dedicated to raw milk or natural living in the particular city. So there's a lead on that. Michael wanted to know if the WFAA Communications Center studios on Young Street are still in use. Does anybody know if they are? Because they've got that Victory studio they use a lot. And we had this answer from this question on the Honda motor mount last week. I think I may have read this one, but I'm not sure. Miguel said the best thing to do with the Honda motor mount issue is just to get it repaired. Usually cheaper at an independent shop, but don't weld anything to the engine, Miguel says. But if money is that tight, buy a tube of polyurethane and fill the motor mount in. Many people do this as well in racing applications, especially for front-wheel drive cars, as the mounts come apart with higher power. So there is Miguel's answer smart answer on that. Let's see. From the Twitter, Michael wants to know, is there a public crappie dock or house in the DFW or surrounding area lakes? And Jared wants to know, where can a drummer in North Dallas or Addison practice without breaking the bank, I assume by renting a space, or infuriating his apartment neighbors? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Of course, the other number that we need to hear from you today, you know, when you call 888-694-6931, when you contribute online at kera.org, when you make a contribution to KERA, yes, we have a goal, right? We have a goal for the membership campaign. We have, we do this a couple of times a year. This is how we pay the bills here. There is other money that comes in to the station. There are grants. There are foundations. We get some corporate underwriting. You hear those you know, very succinct messages from time to time throughout the day. We do get some money from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. It's a small portion of our budget. Most of what we pay the bills here with comes from you. And so we do have a goal. We do need to make this goal, right? And you're helping us do that when you give. But what you're really doing, in the larger sense, is you're making it possible for us to serve you. You're making it possible for KERA to give you what you need. That's what you're doing. The commercial model works just fine. It's worked for, you know, 100 years in broadcast at this point, probably. Radio stations broadcast, you listen, and in between the news, you hear commercials. And sometimes there's minutes-long commercials. And the way that works is we gather data about who listens, and radio stations gather data about who listens, and then they put it all together, and they go out to advertisers, and they say, we've got this demographic, and here's how much we'll charge for this much time on our radio station, and then essentially selling your time, your listening time, to the advertiser. And that's fine. That's a completely viable model. Public radio works a little bit differently. We don't do the advertising. Again, we do have some corporate underwriting. It's a portion of the budget here, but we decide just to give you the opportunity just to pay for the programming. So you decide what it's worth to you. Instead of, you know, running advertising and hoping that you'll buy new roofing products or shoes or foundation repair or whatever it is, cars, et cetera, soft drinks, we just ask you to give money to the station. And what that does, yes, it can be, you know, some of you maybe don't love to listen to the pledge drive. And I understand that. But think about the larger result of that. It means we don't owe anybody but you anything. The only people we answer to are you. When you call 888-694-6931, when you go online to kera.org, when you make a contribution, you're saying, hey, I really want a news organization that doesn't have any influence other than wanting to serve the public. That is the mission here. It's a mission-driven journalism organization. So that's why we're asking. That's why this is a completely, you know, this is a somewhat noble idea. And it's an experiment that's worked for, you know, 45 years or a little bit more in public radio. I doubt that you're going to get a whole lot of business plans today that are put together. Let's make this product. Let's make it as good as we can. Let's get really smart people to work on it. And let's just give it away and hope people give us money back. There's not a whole lot of that out there in the world. But there is in public radio, and it works because you call 888-694-6931. It works because you give online at kera.org. And then, you know, we get the membership campaign over and we do a few months without it. And then, you know, we just do it a couple of times a year. So please call right now, 888-694-6931. Go online to kera.org. Don't forget, When you give, you're automatically entered to win an iPad Air 2. Someone's going to win this at 7 o'clock tonight, and it might be you. It just might be you. All right, let's go back to the phones at 800-933-5372. And Joan wins the early in the show, but wins the Patient Caller of the Week award to this point. Hey, Joan.
Yes, thank you. In regard to the boric acid, my veterinarian recommended that for ants and other such critters. But he said, be sure no pets or children could get into it because it is not benign for them.
That is a very good point, Joan. So thanks very much for pointing that out.
And thank you for a great show.
Oh, you bet. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at KERA.org, where Cindy in Fort Worth says baking soda has long been promoted as a natural way to kill roaches. After you spread baking soda where roaches are found, they ingest the baking soda when they lick it off their feet. And Cindy says since roaches can't, quote, burp, she says, they supposedly explode from the gas generated by the soda in their little guts. So thanks, Cindy, for that. Let's see. Teresa wants to know, if I can only donate $10 at this time, will I still be in that awesome drawing? Yes, you will. Yes, Teresa, any contribution. So let me lay this out for you. Say you gave during the fall membership campaign way back in September. By the way, remember the fall membership campaign? We had to take a break because the biggest story in the world was happening right here in North Texas. The Ebola story was happening here in North Texas. We took a little break from the membership campaign, and because that's, you know, ultimately, right, that's what it's all about. This is a news organization. And we did that. Remember way back when all that was happening? Well, maybe you gave during that time. So your membership's current, it's up to date. Well, if you make a $10 contribution today, you're automatically entered in the drawing. Anyone who gives today or yesterday, for this matter, it is automatically entered into all these drawings for this winter membership campaign. And just to let you know, the next drawings are going to be a $300 iTunes gift card. Wow. A $500 Fresh Market gift card, and we're also going to give away an Apple Watch and iPhone 6 Plus. It sounds like that's a package deal. So these are going to be really cool. Somebody's going to win this stuff, and it might be you. And yes, Teresa, you'll be entered if you make a $10 contribution. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Helen calling from Dallas. Hello, Helen.
Hi.
Hey there.
My daughter is getting married. She's from San Francisco, she and her fiance, and they're getting married here, and they wanted to rent a vintage or an old VW van as a backdrop for photos, ideally rent it for the day. I'm just wondering if anybody had any contacts or knew. We haven't been able to find anybody that does that or a company that does that. Just looking for suggestions.
Looking for a vintage VW microbus for photograph backdrop.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you've asked. We'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Helen. Line open, 800-933-5372. That sounds like fun, actually. Let's see. Email anything at kera.org. Larry has a couple of answers from Dallas. He says, hopping off a flight before your ticketed destination is called hidden city ticketing when done on purpose. He says, it's not illegal yet, but it is against airline rules. You can't expect retribution like meddling with your frequent flyer account. That wasn't really the question we had, but it is illuminating. Let's see. Larry's other answer is the alcohol spray is a good one for cockroaches, but alcohol can damage some surfaces. He says, better is the same spray bottle filled with water and maybe 10 drops of dish liquid soap. This suffocates any bug, and wiping it cleans the surface. So there is that one. Also on the, it's definitely the roach show today. Karen says, be sure to mention that spraying rubbing alcohol can be a fire danger if there is a flame or a spark or I guess a pilot light around the area. And Karen in Hearst also says, by the way, I've never seen a cockroach inside or out in almost 7 years I've lived here. The house was built on a fire ant nest, which I keep under control with orange oil, compost tea, and molasses drench. Could this be the reason for no roaches? Well, You've asked. And let's see, Sandra says, on the baggage question, your bags are checked to the destination. Checking it to a connecting point is not adhering to the contract that you agreed to with the airline to qualify for that fare. You can get off at your connecting point with your carry-on, though. And we have one more question. This came in earlier today. Crystal wondering if anyone could identify the song that she heard on KERA radio this week. She says it was played as a musical interlude for about 20 seconds on Wednesday, January 14th at about 6 p.m. She says, I believe Justin Martin was announcing that All Things Considered was next. The song featured a heavily distorted guitar playing a melody and a tambourine in the background, no vocals. The song sounded amazing, and I'm dying to track it down. Thanks in advance for your help. Well, I reached out to Eric Bright, the director of radio operations, the keeper of the keys to the computer that lists everything that happens. And he looked around and said, this is a song by a Tuareg band called Toumast, T-O-U-M-A-S-T. He says the Tuareg are nomads from the Sahara region. The band is called Toumast, or Toumast, T-O-U-M-A-S-T. And the song is called Inulamane, I-N-N-U-L-A-M-A-N-E, which means the falcon. So there you go, Crystal. All that for your contribution of $35 or more at 888-694-6931, on the web at kera.org, or text buddy and text KERA to 41444. We'll text you back. I think I can promise we'll text you back. We promise we'll text you back with a link to an easy link to make your membership contribution and make it count today. It's the second day of the drive. You're automatically entered to win an iPad Air 2 at 7 o'clock. Someone's going to win. It's guaranteed that someone will win. But it won't be you if you don't get in the drawing. You're automatically entered when you make a contribution at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. We'll take more of your calls at 800-933-5372. Take more of your emails at anything at kera.org and more of your tweets to me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. When we come back in a couple of minutes. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. You can email your questions and answers to us as well at anything@kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We've heard from a bunch of you at the other number, 888-694-6931. We've also seen some of your contributions come across at kera.org. I want to thank Justin Gray and Irving, Brenda Fine and Ulyss, Tom Rogers in Colleyville, and Adam Ellis in Little Elm. Also Kathleen Knight in Garland and Kathy Howard in Dallas, Bonnie Brophy in Dallas, Brian Terry in Plano. Thanks also to Angela Stapleton in Denton and Nancy Mitchell in Dallas. Really, really appreciate your contributions this hour. You can join these fine folks at 888-694-6931. Or go online to kera.org. Lots of ways that you can choose to be thanked, including the I Love Public Radio mug set. It's a $20 a month contribution, which if that fits with what you want to give to the station, it's a way to make it very affordable. We'll thank you with four mugs, including the Morning Edition mug, which is a black matte exterior with a red gloss interior. We'll also throw in the Think mug. We'll throw in the black All Things Considered mug, which has the blue interior, and the BBC cobalt blue ceramic mug. So you've got a mug for every day part. You've got Morning Edition, you got Think and Middays, you got All Things Considered, you got the BBC at night. You can, you know, fill these with a beverage of your choice any time of day and be completely in line with the schedule. Make a $20 contribution at kera.org or 888-694-6931. And we will hook you up with that. Let's go back to the phones at 800-933-5372 and talk to Jen in Dallas. Hello, Jen.
Hey there.
Hi.
Back in the early 90s, I used to go to a place for hamburgers that were really delicious. It was called Texas Hamburgers,
mm-hmm.
down near Industrial Boulevard and Market Center. And I have no idea what happened to that place, but I sure would love to know if you could get a hamburger like Texas hamburgers.
All right. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thanks.
All right. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Miguel in Watauga. Hello, Miguel.
Hi.
Hi there.
Yes, I have a question, and actually I think I know an answer to another one.
Okay.
I have some GFI plugs. This is an electrical question.
Right.
And I need to know if the GFI plug should go at the end, at the last run, wherever you're going to plug in, or can it be in, like, the first plug where the line come, you know, where the set of plugs come in. So does it go in the end or the first plug that comes in from the run?
Okay. Now, I'm no electrician, but I think you can put them on multiple plugs in the run, if I'm not mistaken. But you just want to run. You just want to put one on the run.
Okay.
Is that what you're asking? You just have one for each run, and you want
right.
to
well,
each
I was
circuit.
Just wondering because like if you have it at the beginning of the run, then anything that happens in the rest of that run will trip that one. But if you put it in the end, then the other ones.
Right. Okay.
Only that one would be affected. And then an answer that I have is the issue with the roaches
yeah.
and the baking soda. I'm not sure about the baking soda, but I do know that borax is very, very, very effective because it's to us, it just looks like a powder. Where if you put it in a microscope, it's actually like really sharp fibers, really sharp, mm-hmm. and it penetrates their shell, their outer skeleton. And so when they walk on it, it kind of stabs them. And it gets inside of them. It's like, basically to them, it's like walking on really, really sharp glass. And it kills them that way. It gets in, and especially if they eat it with sugar, they will get it in, and it'll just
good old,
cut all their inside.
Good old 20 mule team borax.
Borax works, man, for ants and roaches.
All right.
Awesome.
All right. Well, we'll see
all
if
right.
we get an answer for you, too. And you know, obviously, grain of salt time. We're no electricians here, so you might want to check with somebody you trust or an electrician
yep.
before you hook that up. But we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thanks.
All right, thanks for calling. Let's see. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Carol in Aledo. Hello, Carol.
Good afternoon.
Hey there.
How are you?
Doing well.
Okay. This is the answer for the gentleman who wanted woodworking skills.
Okay.
There is a guild, which is a group of gentle people, who have meetings on the fourth Thursday of the month at the Handley Lions Club in Fort Worth.
Uh-huh.
The website is woodturnersofnorthtexas.org. And this person can come to the meetings and ask for a mentorship one-on-one.
Hmm.
And I know there are other guilds in the area. Dallas has a Wood Turners Guild. So it helps if he knows what skills he thinks he wants to learn, but we are the most open and welcoming group in the universe.
Great. Well, Carol,
so come on out.
Thank you so much for calling.
Our pleasure.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org, or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. We got an answer on, this is from Audra. On the VW, the antique VW microbus. She says, the city of Cedar Hill has a festival called Walk the Light that has a VW collectors club that comes annually. Let's see, touch base with the founder, Laura Allen, at the Walk the Light website. And Audra says, by the way, she's my sister. She says, there's also an antique store near downtown Cedar Hill that has VW parts and microbuses, and they may rent. So check out Cedar Hill for the VW microbus. Let's see. This is from Ron, who says, the person that wants to take photos of the VW needs to contact the local VW club. Ron says, I'm in the Corvair club, and I know if someone wants a Corvair in a photo, there will be several members that would offer their cars or vans, etc. So there's a couple of answers on that. Martha wants to know via email, anything at kera.org, where can someone obtain training to become a code enforcement officer, in Dallas-Fort Worth. Does anybody know where to do that? We got an answer from Blaine in Denton. It says, the WFAA building on Yonge Street is still in use. I've taken several tours there. All the producers, reporters, anchors, and news management staff have offices there. The control rooms where they produce and direct the newscasts from the Victory Studios are also there. And they also have studios there where they broadcast breaking news and other specials from. So the Victory Park location is only a studio. All the planning and technical elements come from Yonge Street. So there is an answer on that. Question from Mel, wondering if there's a mechanism to eject a nation from NATO. What happens if a former ally such as Turkey makes common cause with an enemy such as the Islamic State? Does anybody know if there's a way to... I would assume that in the founding bylaws of NATO, there's a procedure, but someone will know. And this is from someone who says, "Hello, guys. My car carpet got wet, and now it smells. How do I get rid of that?" 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Max in Fort Worth. Hey, Max.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I just have a question concerning insects, but not roaches, so I'll kind of digress a little from where we've been today. Mm-hmm. I have sugar ants that seem to be coming out of my water pipes, which I really have no clue how to deal with. Running water, I guess, will kill the ones that are coming up, but then they just keep coming through. And I live in an apartment, so it's not like I really have a way to get wherever they're coming from. I'm just wondering if there's anything I can pour down the drain that will, kind of keep them from coming through.
They're coming up the drain pipe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Mike in Dallas. Hello, Mike.
Hello. How are you?
Doing well.
Good. I had an answer for the gentleman called about the GFCI location.
Yeah.
As long as you have one GFI or GFCI receptacle in that circuit, that's adequate for the entire circuit.
Oh, okay.
And the location of that does not matter.
Okay, so it doesn't have to be the first one or the last one, or it can be anywhere.
No, sir. The whole circuit's protected.
Great. All right, Mike, thanks.
You're very welcome.
Right. We can get confirmation on this from Brett in Louisville. Hello, Brett.
Yeah, he's correct, but it has to be hooked up correctly. If you don't hook it up correctly, then it won't actually break the circuit to the other plug. It'll just break the circuit to that plug. So if you're not certain on how to hook that up, I would not do it.
Okay.
it should be. I'm a licensed contractor and have a degree in industrial electronics. So
yeah, make sure you do it right.
If the directions are confusing, don't do it.
Okay. Brett, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's always good advice. That could be, we could put that on a T-shirt. If the directions are confusing, just don't do it. Let's talk to one more person on this. Bob calling from Denton. Hello, Bob.
Hi. Thanks for taking the call.
You bet.
I may have two answers for you.
Okay.
And I think Brett was very correct in that the circuit is not interrupted for the other outlets, unless, of course, it's the first circuit and how it's wired. So different GFI plugs operate differently,
okay.
And so they want to make sure that they've got one that will disconnect the downstream plugs. I always put one at the first of it, but more importantly, he needs to check the code for his town or city, make sure that the GFCI plugs are within usually 6 feet of a water fixture like a sink or basin,
right,
or tub. So that's generally where you would want one, and so that's why you have to have the GFCI there in case something plugged in falls into the water. The second answer has to do with the sugar ants, and I heard the gentleman say that he was in an apartment, and generally most apartments will pay for any kind of pest extermination, so he ought to get in touch with his apartment manager and just mention that the sugar ants are driving him nuts and they need to take care of it.
Good point. Thanks, Bob.
Okay, thank you.
Let's see. From the inbox, anything at kera.org. This is from Linda, who says, for that hippie microbus, check Groovy Goods in Arlington, Texas. Their store has a VW bus mascot named Gus, which might be available. She says they also sell everything hippie, so might be a good resource for the wedding. And Linda, the website is groovygoodstx.com, and Linda included a photo of Gus, and Gus indeed is rather groovy, with hand-painted Keep on Truckin', all kinds of stuff on there. Rolling Stones, Lips and Tongue, Flowers, all kinds of cool stuff. Gus is very cool. So, Linda, thanks for that lead as well. And let's see, one more answer before we check in and see how we're doing down the hall. Richard says there are two crappie docks in DFW. One is on the north side of Interstate 30 and Ridge Road in Rockwall at the Harbor Bay Marina. And the second one is on Lake Louisville, and it's named the Fishing Spot. So for our crappie fishermen and fisherwomen, there's a lead on crappie docks. Now, the other number that we've been encouraging you to call today and this morning and yesterday afternoon and all day yesterday is 888-694-6931. We've been encouraging you, if you're not already on KERA.org and streaming the show today, to make a contribution at KERA.org. You can also try out this give by text. You text the word KERA to the number 41444. And by the way, everybody who does that, if I hear this correctly, everybody who does the text version gets we'll throw in an extra sticker, an I Heart NPR sticker, for everybody who gives via text this drive. So 888-694-6931, on the web at KERA.org, or text us KERA at 41444. Now, we're also going to throw in a thank you gift, you know, if you give it a certain level. And the thank you gift that I'm very excited about is this Downton Abbey thank you gift. Now, we've given away some Downton Abbey DVDs before, and season 5 is what's airing right now on public television. So on Sunday nights on KERA, we've seen a huge spike in viewership with Downton Abbey. And if you're a Downton Abbey fan like I am, then you'll want to know that if you give $10 a month to KERA Radio, yes, we don't air it on the television show on the radio, but we have a partnership with our buddies over at KERA Television, which is right here in the same building. And $10 a month will land you the entire season 5 of Downton Abbey on DVD. It's a pretty good deal. $10 a month is a sustaining membership, makes it easy for you to keep your membership current, adds up to $120 a year. It's a solid deal. But if you can swing $20 a month, just $10 more a month, I mean, you know, we're talking about a couple of lunches here, right? That you probably take your lunch anyway to work. $20 a month will get you all 5 seasons of Downton Abbey. All 5 seasons. The very first season, second, third, fourth, and the current 5th season of Downton Abbey on DVD or Blu-ray. $20 a month, a membership with KERA, and you can choose all 5 seasons of Downton Abbey on DVD or Blu-ray. All you have to do is go to KERA.org, make a contribution, or call 888-694-6931. And don't forget, when you give today, you're automatically entered into every drawing we're going to have during this membership campaign. You can read the official rules at KERA.org and enter there, but you're automatically entered when you make a contribution at KERA.org or when you call 888-694-6931. I want to thank Roger and Lori Stearman in Dallas, Michael and Meg Ede in Garland, and Deanna Hinchcliffe in Dallas. Also, Jeannie Bishop in Euless. They all gave today. Sonia Shaw and Michael Warner in Farmers Branch, Christina Harvick and Jeff Harvick in Allen, Bashir Koryayeb in Dallas, and also Ross and Sarah Wilcox in Fort Worth. Thank you so much. Thanks also to Audrey Lamb in Farmers Branch and Shelley Stearns, North Richland Hills, Ann Hillman in Hickory Creek, Linda Somerville in Granbury, and Edgardo DeLara in Dallas. Thank you so much, everybody, for giving today. Please call 888-694-6931. Please go online to KERA.org and give right now. I want to thank producer Stephen Becker, engineer Shelley Knavy, our phone answerer Fiona Norton, and Christine McConnell, who makes the podcast, which you can find at KERA.org/anything. You can find me on Twitter at Jeff Whittington. You can email us anything at KERA.org. And don't forget, have a happy and safe weekend, and we'll see you next week.